This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
That's it, we did it.
We did it.
Thank God it's Friday.
Reasons to party into the weekend. We've got Jeffrey Smith coming on, Super Don, celebrating the anti-GMO tipping point with the Doctor's television show this week.
That's
really
right.
Cool. So we got that coming up. Doc Newsom is going to make your hormones happy.
Woo!
Is that allowed? Yeah, we're going to do that. And
yes.
I'll start with a celebration of my favorite restaurant in Atlanta, my home away from home. We used to go up there. Well, when we go up there, we always find a way to broadcast, if it's possible, from which restaurant? Do you know it's open 24 hours a day?
That would be the R. Thomas Deluxe Grill.
Yeah, I saw this headline in the Atlanta paper online. Deluxe Grill wins best 24-hour restaurant in all of Georgia. And I was like, I wonder if that's Richard Thomas's place, R. Thomas. Sure enough, go there it is, R. Thomas Deluxe. That grill in Buckhead, named the best 24-hour restaurant in Georgia. I see. I told you it was better than Waffle House.
Wow. And that's stiff competition, too, because Waffle House, you know, they're like the place that everybody goes to at 3 o'clock in the morning. But in the entire state of Georgia, for them to win that, that's awesome.
Yeah, Delish Magazine named it the 24-hour restaurant, the best one in each state. And for Georgia, the winner is R. Thomas Deluxe Grill. And I'm sure Richard Thomas is smiling from heaven. Right, with all of the birds that he has there. I miss him terribly, but again, I'm just happy to celebrate that a good restaurant serving good quality food that's open 24 hours a day has got acknowledged by Delish Magazine. That's really, it makes me hungry to want to go up there right now.
And where else can you go at 3, you know, to grab something to eat in Georgia and have a bird stand on your head, right?
Yes, I mean, that is true. That is true. We got some great pictures there, so maybe we'll see that again. But yeah, Richard passed away. This has been a couple of years now. It just time flies so fast. And you think about this, Superdon. I mean, it's like, is it we're getting old, or just over time it doesn't matter whether you're getting old or not? Mm-hmm. Things happen, you know. I like in the feeds and in Facebook. You know, Liam Sheff pops up in my feed from 4 years ago when we were at the Weston A. Price conference and having a great time talking peak oil. And, you know, try to remember all those good memories, and there's plenty of them. So, anyway.
Yes, sir.
All right, enough celebrating. Let's move on to a case of diphtheria in Canada.
Oh, yay.
Right? There is no way.
Listen, diphtheria.
Dr. Batar would, like, rail on me for that. Remember when he railed on me for a horrible transition? You know?
Well,
that was one of them.
Diphtheria, though. I can't remember the last time I heard of anything about diphtheria.
Well, this is part of the DPT shot, or the DTAP, right?
DTAP,
DTAP. And diphtheria is part of that. Now, this is about a 10-year-old boy in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and he's been diagnosed with diphtheria. Now, I'm wondering, because I haven't seen all of the the so-called skeptics yelling at the anti-vaxxers on this one. Could there be any plausible explanation why we're not seeing headlines saying anti-vaxxers at it again, spreading diphtheria all over Canada?
Haven't seen that yet. You've got a point there.
Yeah.
Of course, the question is, what would the skeptics say is the reason why this kid got diphtheria?
Well, you know what? It's because the vaccine doesn't work. You know why I say that? You know why I know that? Because he's vaccinated. He's fully vaccinated for diphtheria. You can't make this up. Hmm. This kid is totally vaccinated. So how is it possible that he had diphtheria? Did he catch it from a non-vaccinated? There's no mention of non-vaccinated children with diphtheria up there. What's going on, my friend? This is very mysterious. Call the Scooby Gang. Maybe they can figure out this mystery. What we're finding out, folks, is that these vaccines, as I've said for many years, the best you can hope for is a suppression of the expression of the disease, which is not the same thing as preventing it. This means that your body, if it is even an artificially induced antibody, may have some semblance of ability to see something, right, like diphtheria, which is a bacterial infection, and then maybe act against it in a way that you're not going to see it manifest in the same way. But it's not the same thing as strengthening your immune system, acquiring it somehow naturally, and developing antibodies for it. Now, considering that this kid got diphtheria, is all of Canada on lockdown? Have they said tourists must leave now? No, because it's a simple antibiotic regimen that kills this bacteria, apparently. Now, I would do it differently because I would utilize the silver hydrosol. If it's cutaneous, you can utilize it on the skin as well. Or you can nebulize it into the lungs as well, all of these things. Also, I would use the homeoprophylaxis form of it, the Nozode of diphtheria as well. And yet, they pretend that if you don't want this shot, you want your child to die. Nobody in the first world is dying of diphtheria. It's an easily bacterially treated, if you will, infection. And you can see this picture. He's wearing an Edmonton Oilers t-shirt with his mom, and they're all so happy. Everything's good. He's on antibiotics. He's feeling better. But fully vaccinated folks, we're going to hear more and more of these stories because part of the DTAP now, the acellular pertussis, doesn't work. And the tetanus is not a transmissible disease, right? It's not communicable. So the whole idea of herd immunity for tetanus is ludicrous as well. So we continue to see silly stories about why everybody has to get a shot, why herd immunity is so critical, when really there's no such thing in half of this the story, at least a third of this story, with the pertussis and the acellular pertussis, the tetanus, and the diphtheria all combined into one shot.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Like I said, you don't hear about diphtheria very often. I'll be honest with you, I had really no idea what it was because you never hear about it. People don't really get it. You don't see it in the news. But, mm-hmm. Just the fact that it's just a bacterial infection. It's like, why is there even a vaccine for it? It seems to me that would just be something that you would just treat and be done with it.
Well, the same thing with measles, right? We've talked about in the first world case that the measles infection is a very mild infection in places where they have basic levels of nutrition. And it's a funny sitcom on the Brady Bunch in the 1970s. So why do they do it for that, too? Well, there are going to be some nefarious reasons revealed later in this show. We're going to have to do today about the whole vaccine program. So their health professionals there in Canada acknowledge that you could still get the disease even if you're quote-unquote immunized. But what they need to do is change the term immunization to vaccination because it's not guaranteed immunity. And they admit that. They said, yes, there is still a small chance he could get it because it's a bacteria. It could be living on his skin. He could have come in contact with it. Any number of things. Immunizations aren't 100%. Well, then why call them immunizations? Because they don't immunize you. It's one of those things. Language means something. That's why I tend not to ever call them immunizations. I'll call them vaccinations. Root word meaning vaca or cow. And it started with cow pus. Go back to the history of cow pus, right? This is bad stuff. I mean, basically, because they started doing this with the cowpox and then the smallpox from the udders of cows, it created tremendous blood sepsis and infection to the point where they were amputating arms that were infected purposefully by opening the skin and putting this garbage in. Now they say, well, we're doing it a little better than we used to do it in the late 1700s and early 1800s. Well, really, what's the quality control when 70-80% of these vaccines are coming out of China? Don't tell me they're inspecting either there or once they get here. So is this even eliciting an antibody response that you want? And what's the point of it since we have other tools to address diphtheria, whether it be allopathic antibiotics or whether it be more holistically inclined silver hydrosol products and or homeopathy? There's so much more that could be done here. It's just nonsense. So, folks, when everybody says it's an immunization, tell them they're wrong. It's not, because it doesn't grant you immunity. It doesn't confer you immunity. It doesn't guarantee you immunity. It basically, ultimately, weakens and damages and dampens your immune function, because anything that damages your gut, for instance, your gut microbiome, or adds toxins to the body, increases the burden on every metabolic system within the body, and that includes the immune system. So we got to, you know, think about another way, perhaps. Talk about outside the box. How about outside the syringe? Do we have some outside the syringe thinking today anywhere, anywhere?
On this show. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course, on this show. Yeah. Sorry. Folks, we do this 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. I'd say not for our health, but really it is for our health. It's certainly for mine, because when I get the stuff off my chest, I'm much healthier after each show that I can let loose on that. By the way, Super D, did anybody comment yesterday? Because we had a really intriguing show, a great hour with Jonathan Emord on the FTC, but also the second hour where we really went into an in-depth discussion about I want to say antagonism, but no, what's the word?
Well, it might have been somewhat antagonistic, but yeah, about agnosticism and spirituality. Bypassing. Yes.
Right, yeah. So it was a fun discussion. I mean, it was definitely not something we do every day. I don't know if people threw tomatoes at us during the event, but I thought it was interesting if anybody wants to go back and listen.
I would say it was probably I have not seen that much interaction in the chat room on YouTube ever.
Okay.
It was, you know, a lot of people were very interested in what we were talking about, and it was a lot of fun. Dude, that was one of the fastest hours I think I can remember ever that you and I doing.
I think
it just flew.
Other than the times you've hosted the show without me, you probably have had a higher word count than ever before.
Yeah, boy, living on the edge, aren't you?
Oh, no, it was fun. I love that.
It was cool.
Yeah. Didn't you host with Liam once? On your own, ever?
Oh, gosh. I think maybe.
And
God, it was a long time ago. Yeah, I remember doing it with Joni, but yeah. I don't know if I hosted with Liam for the entire hour.
Well, it's been a while since I've had a guest host, so I just put it out there. Anyway, folks, we got to take a break. We're going to be back with our non-GMO champion, Jeffrey Smith, fresh off of his appearance on the Doctor's Television Show. Lots of great stuff coming up after the break.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fresh off of his appearance, recent appearance on the Doctor's television show, my brother, my good friend, Jeffrey Smith.
Yay!
Hey, man. I saw it, the episode this morning. I got the segments all lined up and watched it all the way through. And I have to say, overall, you look great, by the way, my friend. You look marvelous. But
It's marvelous.
But beyond that, of course, the information that got out on that show was stunning because
unprecedented for a national show to bake Monsanto over the coals, and to demonstrate that they had ghostwriting, manipulation of science, collusion with the EPA, that their Roundup causes cancer. But I'm getting ahead of myself.
No, well, really, and here you and I were talking about this off the air, and I was like, I'm nitpicking every little bit that I find to be annoying about, you know, the fact that they always have to throw in a little thing that they think it's balanced. But it's like, how many times can you promote peer-reviewed literature that isn't actually anything but sham peer-review due to the conflicts of interest, like from Monsanto ghostwriters? And, of course, that did come out, but I'm still like going, geez, really? But overall, still actually incredibly impressed with what came out in that hour show.
I know. Basically, what happened was I was on The Doctors originally the first time. By the way, for those who don't know, The Doctors, national TV show. You can go to thedoctors.com. You'll probably post the link to people to watch it.
Yes, you can see it online now.
And I'd say, look at it soon. We have no idea how long the whole show will be up there. They told me it wasn't going to be the whole show up there, but it turns out it was. So I don't know if it's going to be permanently up there, but here's how it worked. I was on the TV show via Skype 2 years ago, right after the international Agency for Research on Cancer determined that Monsanto's glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, was a probable human carcinogen. And I was debating Donna Farmer, who is Monsanto's senior toxicologist, who studies the chemical, and she was in studio when I was on Skype. And so I was pounding away with all this details, and she was saying, no, it's actually safe, and, you know, very, very, very well-schooled in media training, so that she goes, well, I can say extremely confidently that I have confidence in this product, it's safe, and I can say that as a mother and as a scientist. So then a lawsuit came up representing thousands of people with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma who had been using Roundup and got sick and are blaming Roundup for causing or increasing their risk of the disease. And then because of a mistake made by Monsanto's attorney, they didn't file a motion within the 30 days that they needed to, and all of their documents that were turned over to the other law firm became public. And that has given us a field day. So I looked at these.
Divine intervention, in my
opinion. Oh, my God. I know, it's incredible. Yes. They don't usually make mistakes like that. So those documents, among other things, showed that this scientist, Donna Farmer, was actually not so confident in private that she had just said, you can't say that Roundup doesn't cause cancer. You can't. The full formulation was a possible problem. The surfactant may have led to tumors. She ghost wrote an article. And took her name off of it, took Monsanto's name off of it, and eliminated the link to miscarriages from Roundup. She was concerned about the declaration of carcinogenicity based on where Monsanto knew that they were vulnerable, her and her team, in terms of the epidemiologicals, etc. So all this information was clear in the papers. So I contacted them and said, guess what? We now know that the person that I was debating was speaking on both sides of her mouth, you know, one to the audience and a different one. And so they decided to we'll do a 4-minute update. So I introduced them to the lead attorney for the plaintiffs, and also they introduced them to one of the plaintiffs, and they loved the show. They loved the idea. So they went actually to the law office. They went actually to the farm by the woman whose husband had died from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and did field pieces in there, also showing a projection of me, just briefly, of Donna Farmer claiming how confident she was, and then we got a chance to say what she really thought because of the documents that were made public. So it was quite a coup to catch them lying, but that's only a small piece. I mean, in the documents that were made public, they were bragging about how they ghost wrote studies and had the scientists just sign their name and get paid. They were bragging and talking about how they were going to ghostwrite opinion articles, and that was discovered and exposed by the New York Times, and then Forbes had to eliminate that from their website. And they talked about how they were going to orchestrate outcry, how they were going to use their front groups to give the Monsanto talking points. And here's a funny one.
Hold that thought. The funny one's coming after the break.
This is good.
Jeffrey Smith, fresh off of the Doctor's TV show. He's been talking about the tipping point. We are so far over it. It's amazing to see what's actually happening. We'll also talk about a peer-reviewed article that has been put out that reveals even more. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
We're getting the incredible backstory here from Jeffrey Smith of his recent appearance on the Doctor's Television Show, a full hour they did on the GMOs. We have it linked up if you want to watch it online in segments. Before they take it down, you've got to see this. And, of course, I'm just amazed because I know what the mainstream media and the conflicts of interest and the advertising and all the things that are limiting the message that we've been bringing out and that Jeffrey's been bringing out for years. But yet something has happened. Something amazing has happened. And I would call it, to some degree, divine intervention. And a lot of it is all the hard work of Jeffrey Smith and the people that help him out that have allowed for this new, or these new revelations, in addition to the TV show, some peer-reviewed literature, as well as a pediatrician, and many pediatricians now acknowledging getting their patients on non-GMO diets and what happened. Some of that revealed in the TV show as well. But Jeffrey, you were about to reveal something as well, a little bit funny that happened?
Well, what was interesting is no one knew this little bit of information. Seralini and his team published the most in-depth and the most indicting research on Monsanto's Roundup Ready corn and Roundup. He had fed rats for 2 years Roundup Ready corn sprayed with Roundup, and found, much to their surprise, that in starting in month four, which is the month right after Monsanto stops doing its research, they do a maximum of 90 days. So in the next month, the rats started getting tumors, and by the end of the experiment, the rats had multiple massive tumors, they died earlier, and they had organ damage compared to the controls. And they also tested rats that were eating the Roundup Ready corn that had never been sprayed with Roundup, and sure enough, they had the same problem. So we think, oh, it's the corn and not the Roundup. But a third experimental group had tiny amounts of Roundup in their drinking water, and they also had multiple massive tumors, early death, and organ damage. So it was both the Roundup and the corn individually and in combination. So this was enough, it should have been enough, to end GMOs, to demonstrate serious dangers from food that shouldn't be there. And so the biotech industry, with all of its friends in high places, orchestrated an amazing echo chamber of talking points with their front groups and paid so-called scientists, etc. And the coverage was minimal. The scientist was minimalized. And eventually, the editor retracted the paper and wrote that he retracted the paper for this reason, this reason, this reason, which were reasons that no one had ever retracted a paper before, that there wasn't conclusive evidence. If they had used that criteria, according to independent reviewers, then it would gouge out the majority of peer-reviewed articles. So then he defended himself, says, well, there's not enough evidence to show that there's cancer. And it turns out the article never claimed that there was cancer. So he was fishing, and we didn't know why, and he quickly left the journal. We found out from these papers that Monsanto had hired him, had paid him $400 an hour just before he canceled the paper and retracted the paper. So he was on the take, and there was also another person that used to work for Monsanto that was hired into that journal, and it was clearly exposing the dark underbelly of how Monsanto does its manipulation, and I think it's well presented in the segments on the doctors.
Well, I think that it rose to the level of, my gosh, we can't ignore this, which there is a point. You know, sometimes I wonder, in the mainstream media, they're willing to do anything. That's why they're often called prostitutes, you know, they're willing to sell themselves out this way. But in this case, clearly, something that was so overwhelmingly compelling that even the current producers, even after Del Bigtree left, said, you know what, we've got to do the whole hour on this. So, hats off to them. I'm so happy it happened. And they did roll out a lot, even as I was biting my tongue at certain points, listening to the almost, I have to make this announcement from Monsanto, I have to say this. You know, at the same time, everything was overwritten at the end with the conclusions that even the doctor who was the skeptical oncologist acknowledged something that was so extraordinary.
Yes, it's true. It's true. And I was able to get points in. What's interesting is that Roundup is clearly implicated now. A lot of people are concerned about Roundup and glyphosate. The Journal of American Medical Association showed that the amount of exposure since GMOs were introduced increased by 13-fold. And that makes sense because there's a 15-fold increase in the use of Roundup since then. And so my job on the TV show was to tie it not just to being sprayed and having non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but to eating the GMOs and eating the non-GMOs that are sprayed with Roundup, which is a lot of the food supply in the United States, and getting not only non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but numerous diseases and disorders, not just from the Roundup, but also from the GMOs. And so I referenced on the show that I had just published a peer-reviewed article. Now, when I had recorded the show 2 weeks earlier. It hadn't been published. Unfortunately, it was published the day before the show aired in the International Journal of Human Nutrition and Functional Medicine, how 3,256 people surveyed reported improvements in 28 different conditions after switching to non-GMO diets. And the overwhelming number one condition was digestive disorders, with 85% of the people saying that they improved in digestion. Then came increased energy, obesity, getting better, brain fog, anxiety and depression. Then there was allergies and pain and skin conditions and all sorts of things that go down to the 28 different conditions. And we point out in this article, which is available at non-GMOsimprovehealth.com, we have a summary for the general public and a very detailed one with over 200 references for the published one. We point out how the process of genetic engineering, the Roundup that's sprayed on most GMOs, and also the BT toxin insecticide that's produced in the corn can explain easily why so many things are going wrong, especially the digestive disorders, which we focus on as the major focus of this article.
Do you anticipate that Monsanto is going to do what it did to the Cerellini paper and buying people off to get this thing retracted? I mean, it's pretty damning.
Well, I don't think so, because it's not on the level of rat study. It's on the level of human reporting. Mm-hmm. And I do a good job, I think, of acknowledging the limitations of the survey alone. Mm-hmm. You know, you ask a bunch of people on our list at the Institute for Responsible Technology, and to get on that list, go to responsibletechnology.org, and asking them, I mean, that's the most among the most educated people in the world on the health dangers of GMOs. So it's not a representative sample. Some people will be biased to look for GMOs as the answer, and some people will be clearer to find GMOs as the answer where others won't be looking. So in addition, when you get rid of GMOs, you don't know exactly how to do it in the United States because it's not labeled, so you have a strategy of maybe buying organic, reducing processed foods, maybe even changing other aspects of your diet at the same time. So all of these are confounding factors that might explain the increased health. However, we point out that livestock, when they're switched to non-GMO feed, and there's no confounding factors, according to the farmers and veterinarians that describe this, they get better from a lot of these same problems. When you look at the lab animals that are fed GMOs or exposed to Roundup, they're afflicted with many related disorders related to the diseases and conditions that people get better from when they switch to organic and non-GMO. And finally, when you look at the epidemiological evidence, it's these type of diseases that are rising in parallel with the increased use of GMOs and Roundup. So if GMOs and Roundup and the process of the BT toxin are causing all these diseases, there must be reasons, and so that's what we spend a lot of the time in the article on, basically summarizing a body of evidence out there that would explain, in this case, why digestive disorders may be linked to consumption of GMOs. We go to all the research linking digestive disorders with BT toxin, with Roundup, and the process of genetic engineering, and it's a strong case. And so it's a smoking shotgun rather than a smoking gun.
Yeah. I just wonder, you know, seeing that Monsanto screwed up on the papers that were released and didn't follow through so that they could be released to the public, perhaps they can, with all their extra money, they do have some, fund some scientists to write a paper that says this is all due to the placebo effect in animals.
Yes, and also pets, by the way. Pet owners, pay attention. Mm-hmm. Go to petsandgmos.com. I'm giving you a lot of URLs, Robert. You have to keep up with me. We're gonna be doing some major work with pets early next year, maybe the end of this year, but we've got a site up already, Pets and GMOs, and the main point there is buy organic food for your pets. They will be healthier and live longer if you believe the results and reports from veterinarians and pet owners.
Oh, amen on that. Now, if you go to non-GMOsimprovehealth.com, I know I went there and I saw also a YouTube interview that apparently you did very recently with a pediatrician doctor, a female pediatrician doctor, talking about prescribing non-GMO/organic diets for her patients. And not just hundreds, but I think it was in the thousands And this, did this end up in the peer-reviewed report? Is this a side, related interview to the peer-reviewed literature, or a whole separate revelation?
It's a separate thing, but basically I've known about Michelle Perro's experiences for years because she's a pediatrician that recommends organic food to all of her patients. And, you know, as you'll hear in the article, in the interview, I said to her, you know, how do you know it's the diet? And she says, well, if I'm giving a lot of supplements to one child, along with a change in diet, you don't know. But when the family changes the diet to organic in order to accommodate her recommendation for the son, and every other member of the family finds improvements in their health, a kidney condition, a skin condition, a mental condition, or whatever, then no other treatment modality has been employed, then you know it's the diet. And we often hear that, where a family will switch to non-GMO and organic, and everyone gets better, not just the person they're switching to from. So, yeah, she has an interesting experience. I mean, I describe in the summary article that I didn't originally believe people when they told me that they would feel better when they stopped eating GMOs, or they could tell when they eat a GMO. And I actually had to be schooled by the doctors who heard my lectures starting in 2006, told their patients to avoid GMOs. The patients got better. They came back to me and reported that people are getting better from dramatic improvement very quickly on non-GMO diets, and their level of confidence in the rapid improvements was much higher than mine. So I actually went to the doctor's office, interviewed people in a clinical setting, and sure enough, it was remarkable, and the changes were widespread, yeah, and many different. So I started interviewing audiences at 150 lectures. How many people noticed the change when they switched to non-GMO? Raise your hand. Okay, give us some examples. And then I would say, how many people noticed? It was the same results as the survey.
Consistent.
Absolutely, yeah. Consistent. So well, now I predict it.
I want to play the song "I Told You So" after all these years, not for Jeffrey's sake, but just because every once in a while we play that country song here. And this is another one of those things we've been talking about. Food matters. The quality of food matters as well. More with Jeffrey Smith after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Jeffrey Smith, my friend, from ResponsibleTechnology.org, the Institute for Responsible Technology. Are you dancing a happy jig every day now? I mean, is it come to that point, or there's still a little bit of work to do, right?
Well, absolutely. In fact, we're releasing a film later this year called Secret Ingredients. It's about how families and individuals heal from serious conditions when they switch to organic food. See, right now, I'm dancing a jig, but we need to dance a little faster. We need to move a little faster. What's happening is this. We have helped engineer a tipping point that's underway in the U.S. food industry where they're eliminating GMOs systematically to protect market share. And this came from our behavior change messaging, which is now enhanced with all the experiences from people when they switch to organic and non-GMO, how they get better. Same with the thousands of doctors we've inspired to prescribed non-GMO diets. Their reports are amazing. So that's happening. But our organization needs to finish the tipping point and extend it to include animal feed, which requires a separate and more powerful focus on the meat, milk, and eggs from animals fed GMOs. And then we also want to expand it around the world. We have a global family. We have a global food supply. We've accomplished something in the United States we need to accomplish around the world. I've been to 45 countries. We're actually doing very well compared to many countries, and we want to export the same models that worked in the United States so that the activists in those organizations, in those countries can create a tipping point. And we also want to alert pet owners and help get the spray out of out of Community. So we're on a big fundraising binge right now, so we can do all these things, so we can finish the Tipping Point, drive people to organic, et cetera, et cetera. So I would encourage people, if they'd like to support a healthy, clean food supply for the entire planet with a proven method to drive GMOs out, please support us at responsibletechnology.org.
Yeah, I want to add in, when you talk about cleaning up the food supply, those who are not vegetarian, for instance, a lot of people perceive chicken. Oh, that's a cleaner food. Well, you're getting free-range chickens, but what are they feeding those free-range chickens? This is a very important question, because you'll find out that most of these animals are being fed GMO grains and things like that, even if they have this so-called friendly free-range label. Is that correct?
And not only that, but I know people who are particularly sensitive, and that's what I'm aware of, that some people are very sensitive to GMOs and Roundup, and some people don't notice it as much. I know that some people have a very clear, immediate reaction when they're eating milk, meat, and eggs from animals that have been fed GMOs compared to not. In fact, there was one person I know who was told it was a non-GMO-fed piece of pork, and she started to react before she even finished the pork, and it was very serious. I know that someone else told me that a family had their own chickens and had non-GMO feed brought in regularly, and one morning the mother and the daughter were rushed to the hospital with an anaphylactic shock after eating their own eggs. The father called the feed person and said, "Oh yeah, I couldn't get any of the non-GMO feed, so I gave you commercial feed for this delivery."
Oh,
they didn't even know it, so it wasn't a placebo.
Right.
Now, these are anecdotal evidence, but as David Perlmutter in our film Secret Ingredients says, the plural of anecdote is data. And so you end up with enough people with a similar experience, and now you have a situation where with a lot more confidence. And I would say, rather than waiting for more data, I would say do what others are doing, switch to an organic diet, but do it as an experiment. And what that would mean is create a little journal for yourself in an easy, like on your iPhone, on your, you know, smartphone, on your computer, something that you'll actually fill out, and put down every day your energy level, your mood, whether you're anxious or depressed or happy, and your symptoms, rate them 1 for 10. And then also put what percentage of your diet was organic, or even list the foods, which would even be better. And if you're like a large percentage of people, when you switch to organic, let's say for a month, even two, then there could be chronic conditions that go away completely. A lot of things will improve, but some things may go away completely. And for some, the changes will be immediate and dramatic.
Yes.
And if you write it down, then you'll be able to track. Otherwise, people will lose the link between the food they eat and the way that they feel. And so a lot of people will get the link when they clean their diet, and then they go back to the normal conventional chemical diet for a night or a weekend or a vacation, and then their symptoms come back, and then it goes, "Oh my God, I figured it out. It's the food."
Beautiful. Well, responsibletechnology.org. Support this. This has been the most efficient means by which we've seen transformation occur globally. Jeffrey Smith, I love you dearly, and I'm so appreciative of you. And just real quick before we break, I want to say this. My daughter has been involved in the Girl Scouts since she was little, and this year was the first year we didn't have to send her own food for their weekend camping trip because everything was organic. That is a big difference. That's happening, folks, in real time and with real people. So thank you, Jeffrey.
Well, thank you. And the Girl Scouts had a non-GMO cookie alternative at that, from what I heard, too.
We're working on getting that expanded as well. Folks, the power to heal and eat non-GMO organic food is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.